This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Apple claims Epic is micromanaging its business operations. Meta is stuffing its AI chatbot into your Instagram DMs. And Blue Sky now allows heads of state to join the platform. It's Monday, April 15th, and this is Engadget News. Last month, Epic Games filed a motion asking a California judge to hold Apple in contempt for what it claims are violations of a 2021 injunction relating to the company's App Store practices. Now, Apple is asking the judge to reject Epic's request, alleging in a new filing spotted by Reuters that the motion is an attempt to micromanage Apple's business operations in a way that would increase Epic's profitability. The original injunction by U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers required Apple to let developers provide an option for external payment methods, which would allow them to avoid fees of up to 30% on App Store and in-app purchases. Apple introduced new App Store guidelines for developers in January that do allow linking to external websites for purchasing alternatives, but the new rules also require they get Apple's approval to do so, and impose a commission of 12 to 27% for these transactions. Per Reuters, Epic argued that this makes alternative payment options commercially unusable. Epic also said at the time that Apple's so-called compliance is a sham and accused the company of violating the injunction with its recent moves. Apple maintains that it has acted in compliance with the injunction, stating in the new filing, the purpose of the injunction is to make information regarding alternative purchase options more readily available, not to dictate the commercial terms on which Apple provides access to its platform, tools and technologies, and user base. Last Friday, people around the web noticed a new addition to their Instagram. Meta AI, the company's general-purpose AI-powered chatbot that can answer questions, write poetry, and generate images with a simple text prompt. The move isn't surprising. Meta revealed Meta AI in September 2023 and has spent the last few months adding the chatbot to products like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. So adding it to Instagram seems like a no-brainer. A Meta spokesperson told Engadget, quote, our generative AI-powered experiences are under development in various phases, and we're testing a range of them publicly in a limited capacity, end quote, which suggests that not everyone has the feature available yet. TechCrunch, which first noted the news, said that Meta AI was showing up in Instagram's search bar. But for some of the folks at Engadget, the feature actually showed up in the search bar in Instagram's direct messaging inbox. Tapping it let us start a conversation with Meta AI, just like DMing a friend on Instagram. We were able to ask the chatbot to give us definitions of words, suggest headlines for some stories we're working on, and generate images of dogs on skateboards. We were also able to ask Meta AI to recommend reels with cats in them, which it was able to do easily. But when one of us asked Meta AI in WhatsApp to recommend reels, it showed him some reels in that app too, suggesting that the bot in Instagram isn't really doing anything specific to Instagram. Instead, Meta is simply shoehorning the same chatbot into every app it owns. If you tap a hamburger menu with the bot, Meta AI will also show you a long list of possible actions you ask the bot to take. Why would you want a chatbot on Instagram to suggest tips for dealing with credit card debt, have a debate about cardio versus weights, or suggest hacks to travel with points? Not completely sure, But the point is that if you want to, you can.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now that Blue Sky has opened itself up to the public and introduced some new moderation options, the teams decided it's finally time to allow world leaders on board, too. A post from the official Blue Sky account on Friday notified users, "By the way, we lifted our no heads of state policy." The policy has been in place for the last year as Blue Sky worked through all the early growing pains of being a budding social network. Blue Sky remained an invite-only platform from its launch in February 2023 until February of this year, when it finally ditched the waitlist. Blue Sky had said last May that it wasn't ready for heads of state to join and even asked users to give its support team notice before you invite prominent figures. It's since grown to more than 5 million users, gaining roughly a million alone in the day after it stopped requiring invite codes. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by weekend editor Cheyenne McDonald and senior editor Pranav Dixit, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.